Raza, a.k.a. El Mero Mero, that's right. El nephew, and none other, el sobrino de el tío. Right. I'm probably one sobrino out of a million out there, tío. Anyways, el tío, a.k.a. Bert Ramos, is my guest today. He's actually the co-host or the host, and I'm the co-host of The Balance Report. And we're really excited because this is a project that we've been talking now for a couple of years, and we're finally initiating it. You know, it's on its way. So I'm going to ask Tío to introduce himself real quick and to tell us a little bit about The Balance Report and what he's hoping to do today with the interview.
Hello to the people out there. Orale gente. This is Tio. And what we're trying to do here with The Balance Report is to really reach the people in the community. And when I mean the community, that means el barrio, everywhere where our people are. So we're just going to talk about things that affect the community, and that's what we're going to do during this first segment to see if we can reach out to you. And if you guys like it, orale, let us know, because we're your voice as best as we can.
So I'm really glad you mentioned that, because as past activists and organizers, and you've pretty much done it all, Tio, I'm going to let people know your age. You're about 77, right?
75. Going on 90.
Well, I only say that because you're like, hey, I'm turning, 74 or 75, and I'm going on 100. And I say this because this man is literally hungry. He's very creative. He's full of energy, and he's always on the run trying to help people, trying to help La Causa, and most importantly, Los Chicanos, La Comunidad. Why? Porque we've been neglected too long. We've been oppressed. You know, we have to face and endure racism and different types of issues that the Chicano community, goes up against. And desgraciadamente, and I'm not just speaking for Reno, Nevada, we don't have the representatives. We don't have the people to stand up and speak for us. But that's not the case here with Tio, a.k.a. Bert Ramos. This man is the director of We Care About Kids Nevada. As a matter of fact, Guiding a New Generation, which is GANG, the acronym that I'm the director of, the program that I'm a director of, is under the umbrella, and we are a program of We Care About Kids Nevada. Hence, Bert Ramos being the director. So there's a lot of issues, there's a lot of concerns, and that's why I'm glad you're here, because I want to be able to ask the questions that are needed to ask, because our people, those that hear us, are just as tired, they're just as angry, they have no way out. They need some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm going to ask you, Tio, how is it that we can create that light so that we can organize and start making change, especially to be heard, not just in politics, but in education, in health, in criminal justice? What is it that we need to do?
The first thing and the most important thing that we have to do is organize. Here's the problem. My community always has had this problem of fighting each other. Como cangrejos, and I was born and raised in El Paso. You guys know it as El Chuco.
Chuco Town.
I spent so many years in East L.A.
Soto Street, Whittier Boulevard.
Orale. And there we were facing racism from the 40s all the way to now. But if things are going to get better, we have to earn our way. We have to unite ourselves in monetary power and in voting power. Remember, our buying power is passing $1.5 trillion right now in this United States. And our votes are going to swing every election if we unite.
That is good and dandy, and that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that that answer. I liked it. However, Theo, and with all due respect, here you are, a grown, mature man, still in the trenches, making a difference, fighting for La Causa, representing your gente. That's very admirable. But who's going to take off? Who follows those steps after someone like you is gone? And I say this because there's not enough of us. Now, another thing is, I've met a lot of activists and organizers, Chicanos, right? Who, yeah, so what? They've made mistakes. They've been in the pinta, but rightfully so, this is why they're angry. Some of them did a lot of tiempo, and they weren't even guilty. And I know that for a fact. I'm not saying that, hey, they were perfect. None of us are. But deal. People are angry. And when people want to be heard and no one's giving them the chance to be heard, when they don't have a place at that table, they become radical. I, for myself, don't like to see myself as a radical person, even though I've been called one. I like to tell people, Sasuke, I know history. So I have passion, and I want to speak about the issues that I know have gone on forever. Hence, here we are. Fast forward to 2018. You know, I grew up in the streets of Reno, and I remember the sacrifices and the issues that we as young Chicanos had with law enforcement, and the many times we got arrested for nothing. That 2018, we're now in 2018, and that's still happening. So how is it that we can get involved when no one's opening the door, giving us the opportunity, and by the same token, those that are involved are angry and are being called radical? What do you suggest?
I suggest we all channel this sense of despair, this anger. I don't have the experiences of everybody. I've been playing in this world for a long time. We have to channel that despair and anger into a unity. For instance, did you realize that if we get together and we vote as a block, it's not going to be voting for Democrat or Republican. We're going to vote for who's best for the Chicano community. We are all united if we can just open our eyes and say there's more to it than this. The anger gets you nothing. I'll tell you something. If you're going to fight somebody, any place, in La Calle, in La Pinta, in the companies, wherever you are, instead of fighting, bring them over to your side, because they will respect strength, and strength is in numbers. Always use the numbers.
Very true. You know, when I was in college, I realized that the more organization, the more power. But by the same token, you can't be a leader and you can't represent if there's no one behind you or beside you. We need to be able to attract our gente and guide them in a way where, like you said, you got to stop hating. This cangrejo effect on the fact that si mi carnal is making it and I haven't had the opportunity and then I'm going to continue to drag him down, we have to end that. And, you know, part of guiding a new generation is just that, to be able to mastermind, reprogram young Chicanos so that they don't have to be that way anymore. Now, Tio, a lot of these kids that we work with, a lot of the families that come here, you know, are broken. And for the most part, let me just say that they're not from Mexico. They're not paisas. They're Chicanos. They're Mexican-Americans. And they're just as lost as the paisas. They have no identity, no self-esteem. And that has to change. How do we change that without the proper tools to provide the services that are lacking, especially in a barrio like the Grove Linden, and there's four of them here in downtown Reno, especially in a barrio like this where children are dying and mothers are crying?
You're not going to solve the problem of this generation just by talking. What you need is to have especially the Latinos, the young Latinos. Look, women, Latina women are the first in starting business. Latina women are the first in getting education. Lo que pasa es que once you've been tagged as a gang member or a convict or whatever they call them nowadays, you're going to lose a lot of efforts unless you unite. Don't show them anger. Don't show them disdain. Don't show them anything. Just go ahead and do the good deed. Join together. The Latinos, I'm telling you, this is the key to the community. The Chicanos getting together and voting together and getting things done together is the answer.
And you're so right, because we have to be able to pick our own fights. And when you're young and on your own and you have the drive to make change and you want to, sometimes we come short because we don't have other Chicanos as mentors or as role models to help us get there. And so we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that here with We Care About Kids and under the program of GANG. But by the same token, you know, these kids also have to realize that if they're doing their part, they can go all out and do their best to change and be different. But if the opportunity don't arise, if the right people aren't involved, if no one opens the doors for them to come in so that they can try something new, then it's going to be very difficult, because those same people out there that have succeeded, especially the women who are on top in respects to small businesses, where are they? How do we get them involved so that we can partner them up with our gente, with the mothers of the kids we work with, et cetera, et cetera?
What I can tell you from many years and decades of experience is the women are looking for los vatos to stand up. Take it from Dolores Huerta. That's what she told me the last time I saw her. Stand up. And standing up means that you've got to say, okay, if this happens and people don't give you a break, they don't care what you're doing, how hard you're trying, you do what I do. Every time I got up and I started all over again, and now my middle name is Terco. I will not give up. And once you don't give up, you know, you're going to find that most of the people out there, especially in the Anglo society, will help you if they see that there's no danger. They're always afraid. The white community is a community that's afraid of color because of people that don't represent us but say they represent us. We don't need bad people. We need Latinos, Chicanos, especially the Chicano community, because that's what's going to make the breakthrough.
You know, you bring up something very important. Two things that I wanted to touch on. First of all, Dolores Huerta. For those of you who don't know her, she was very active, side by side with Cesar Chavez in the 60s. She's the one famously known for Si Se Puede. She was part of that huelga. And, you know, her and Cesar Chavez worked the entire California land, but most importantly in the Central Valley. And what they did, they went out and they started organizing, started getting that Latino bloc together. They started saying, look, if we don't vote, we can't do anything. But most importantly, here was a person who was Cesar Chavez, not exactly a campesino, but an educated man who without violence made a difference. And because of him, people like my father, who was a bracero and a campesino and worked under his flag, you know, were able to do better, not just in insurance, better pay, but most importantly, against all those all that poison, the antacids or the things, the chemicals that were killing them. And so, yes, Dolores Huerta, huge, 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 huge. And another thing, Theo, you mentioned, you know, that we have to stand up. We have to, you know, do something. And so we're not just telling people to do and walk blindfolded. We're saying, come to gang, come to We Care About Kids. Let us guide you. Let us talk. Let's have a communication. Let's see. Let's do an assessment on who you are and what you want to do. Let's get you in a better position. And you also mentioned about Hollywood Latinos, that unfortunately these politicians are hiring to represent us. You know, I've been in Reno 43 years. Obviously, I've been back and forth from California. I'm originally from Mexicali, La Frontera. What's up to all la gente de Chicalón? But, man, every time that I've tried to meet with the mayor, when I try to meet with the city councilman, when I try to meet with an assembly person, a judge, or anybody who's running for office, they think that by sending us a Hollywood Latino, you know, we're going to be fine with it. That's the worst insult. That's the one thing that upsets me the most, because now they're sending me someone. They're sending me an Oreo who's brown from the outside but white from the inside. And no disrespect, they don't know our culture. They've tried so hard to be Güero themselves that now they're coming to ask me a question so that they can relate, and then do what with it? Take it so that they can represent their politician? And why aren't those politicians, the ones that are running, not coming to us individually, personally, so that we can have that conversation? I mean, why do they belittle us so much?
You have to understand that the politics of the United States is run by two parties that are based in Europe. They both have disdain and disrespect for the black and brown society. When we're talking about Hollywood, I'm talking about the Broadway Latinos specifically. Every place you go, everything you see on television or on cable, on radio, you see African-American, Anglo-American, and Broadway Latinos. Broadway Latinos don't live in the barrio, don't know what a barrio is, have never gone in there and have barbacoa. I mean, they drink Coronas, not Modelo. You have to understand these people. This is the reason why I say to you, come to the radio and talk to Roberto. Organize. Just organize. Because if you all join with us, there's nothing that I personally want from you. I just want you to succeed, but you can't succeed without organizing. And it's not organizing for either party. It's organizing for the Chicano community.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you and I are both Chicanos, and we're independents. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We finally got smart and realized, you know what? You were Republican at once. I was a Democrat at once. And like you said, neither party does anything for us. One lies to you, and for some reason, we've been indoctrinated to the party, the Democrats, and you bend backwards. You break your back to help them. They give you promises, and by the time they win, they never get back to you. And trust me, I've got story after story since 94 in Reno, Nevada, and I can give you names of people who have run for office that we've endorsed and supported on both parties, and none of them have ever followed through to help us. And see, this is an issue, because we're Americans, yes. We don't neglect or make ourselves any less. We have contributed majorly to this country, and many of us, our uncles, our brothers, our nieces, have paid the ultimate price in that they died fighting for this country, yet we get zero credit. As you know, many of the Purple Hearts awards were given out to those Chicanos in the front lines in Vietnam. There's so much that we have done. We have built this country through our back, through our sweats, through our pain, through our blood, and yet very, very little respect. We need to start changing that. And like you said, the way we need to do that is by organizing. You know, you don't have to know how to be an organizer. You don't have to be angry like many of us had to be in order to get involved. You can come and get involved and participate. Don't hate. Let's unite, not fight. But most importantly, let's do it for the chavalitos, the kids that don't know any better. With that deal, I want to be able to talk a little bit about We Care About Kids, because that's a sign of you standing up. And then, you know, guiding a new generation, which is GANG, a program of We Care About Kids, is saying that I'm standing up, but both you and I can't do this alone. Talk to us about the program and the needs, because look, we can say we are an organization all we want, and we are, because we're legitimate. We have a federal nonprofit number. So if you're out there and interested, and if you want to donate your car, your house, or your property, you can do so legally, and we can accept that. Any way you want to help us would definitely work, because let me tell you something. If you have the time, we have the need. Dio, this is your show, and I'm going to ask you a question. How can you get others involved to help We Care About Kids in administrative level? You mentioned that there's Latino businesses out there. Where are the owners? Can we get people that know how to write grants? Can we get people who know how to go after corporations and help a wonderful program like We Care About Kids? How do we do that?
First of all, we have to start with the talents of the people in our community. I have never seen such talent anywhere, and I travel the world all the time. I speak to a lot of people, and I choose topics. One of the topics I speak to them, I call hyphens and patriots. Here's why I say that. Because if you go to the Vietnam Wall, and I've been there, if you go to Arlington, and I've been there, if you go anywhere where there's honor to the fallen, and I have a lot of family that is military, I'm telling you, a lot of Martinez, Rodriguez, Torres, you unbelievable amount of people that have fallen to help. Now, if you really want to help, find your niche. What are you good at? Is it at design? Maybe you want to be joining in and learning the radio business, because communication is the key to success. If you let everybody know we're here, they're going to know we're here. But if you just argue among your little group, it's just hitting yourself in the face because nobody's listening. Get organized. Come into the station. Talk to Roberto. Tell him you want to join, even if it's an hour a week. If I had 100 people from this barrio giving 100 people times an hour a week, we'd have 100 hours. We could make this place sparkle. And that's what we need to do. We need to show the communities outside the barrio that this is quality.
Organization is key, and si se puede. Yes. Most importantly, you know, when you and I first got together, you've always been a businessman. You've been a great husband, a great granddad, even a father. And, you know, you're an inspiration to me. You're my mentor, and I'm grateful because you were one of the very few Latinos who even gave me a chance. Because you've got Latinos out there, Hollywood Latinos, who say they won't rub shoulders with me because of my past. Well, I can sit here and vent and rant about all that, but that's not why we're here. All I want to do is say thank you for leading by example and not being shady and following through. That means a lot to me because without you, there's no way that I could do what I do. Now, I'm on fire. I'm educated. I am so hungry to be able to make this dream come true that if it wasn't for the radio, we would not be able to do so. I mean, we're getting ready to go into TV production. We're getting ready to go into the radios and, you know, get people out of there by inspiring them and giving them hope and motivating them, not just through the microphone, but also, you know, hands on to be able to provide alternatives and get involved with them in a way where we're not judging them. We're not pointing the finger, but we're encouraging them to be better. Guiding a new generation is about prevention and intervention. We're not apprehension. But we also need people in the criminal justice system, in the departments, professionals, if you will, who can get involved with us, give back, and hopefully assist us with some of the cases that are very important to you, to me, and to the community of Reno, Nevada. Because, again, no one is representing them. And you and I, as much as we want, we're making a difference, but we're barely touching the surface. And we need people to get involved. We need people to participate. We need people to be able to, you know, get on not on their knees still, but get dirty in the trenches, because that's where the trabajo is. How would you be willing to support those gente that want to come to me and say, how can I help?
As long as they're coming with a clean heart, saying we want to help, I will do everything that I can, and it's, I know a lot of people in this world, to help them progress beyond volunteerism. Because once you volunteer and you're helping and you're learning something, then we can open the doors to employment. We open the doors to boards. This is very important. Boards. We need to have people on the boards, not to vent or to be angry. It's all right to be angry, but you can't alienate everybody. The key is to show them that you're a responsible American. After all, you were here before the three ships came over. You were here before Christopher Columbus. Ancient people, ancient honor. That's what we have to follow now. You cannot give an inch. Stand up, Mano, and if you fall, get up again and say, you're not keeping me down. And start working with all the people, join forces with black and white, so that we can stop this Broadway Latinos from saying they represent us, because they don't know what they're talking about.
Very true. Now listen, we have the need. We are lacking services. We have gente deal. We have communities full of soldiers, people that want to be able to fight. But what we don't have is leaders, people that can lead the way by example. Leaders who I can look at like you and say, look, there's a backbone. There's many ways that people can help. They can give us their time. They can give us their money. They can give us the title to their car. Whatever it is, please. If you don't know about We Care About Kids or Guiding a New Generation, if you've never heard of Burt Ramos, let me tell you something. It's time for you to begin hearing about him now. Come meet him. Come to our offices, 225 Linden Street, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesday through Sunday. You know, sit down with this man. Talk to him. Give him a chance to express to you and show you what it is that we're trying to do. Asla Nation, we need your participation. Now, one of the things that I would like to suggest, I did mention earlier that we were a nonprofit. If you have things that are that you're storing away that are in a way that are good but you are no longer using, please donate them to us, especially during the holidays, because every year during the month of November and December, not only do we have food baskets for the needy, but in December we do a toy drive. And We choose or sponsor about 25 families, and these kids are broken. They have nothing. Your support will continue to help us give in a way that's magical to them so that we can keep their spirits alive. But most importantly, we have a radio station, not one, but two. You can help us by sponsoring us. If you have a business, if you want to send a message out, if you're a politician, if you want to get involved somehow and bring in organizations, whether they're nonprofits or agencies that are here to help those that are addicted, whoever they may be, contact me. We'll give them an interview. But most importantly, if you're like a tienda across the street, very successful one, you know, come give us $500 a month. We'll promote the hell out of you. You know, that's not a lot of money. That's real cheap. That's better than paying $1,500 a week for any other major station out here. And let me tell you something. We operate Soldi's Radio, and Soldi's Radio is a Mexican-American radio that emphasizes on American society because we are Americans, but it also talks about our roots, la causas, and the issues because we don't want to forget who we are. We don't want to completely assimilate to the point where we lose the language, the food, and also our traditions. What? Are you kidding me? No more Dia de los Muertos? What do you have to say about that, Dio?
All I can tell you is that if you look at any restaurant, American restaurant, the thing that sells the most is salsa. The thing that sells the most is tacos. That's the beginning of an understanding. It's through food. They love the music. Can't dance worth a lick, but they love the music. So why don't we start there by showing some love? And I want everybody to plan for Valentine's Day to have a reunion here at the station. I want to see 500 people happy. I don't want to see anybody trying to gangbang. I want everybody to try and protect El Barrio because we make this barrio like people will want to come here. Then we can get improvements through the city and the county because they can't afford to ignore the buying power that all of you represent. They can't afford to ignore your voting power. But if you don't force it and join in with us, because I'm really good at fighting for the community, but I can't do what you can do. Because I talk, but I can't walk. I'm too old.
We've got your back, Dio. Well, you've heard it from Bert Ramos here live, only at soldiesradio.com. Listen, we need you to volunteer. We need you to stop hating. We need you to start participating. There's a lot of programs and events that we do throughout the year. We're getting ready to do, again, the toy drive here for December. Please come on board. If you can't help us with your time, do help us with some donations. We also have, you know, the second annual Soldies Radio Ball that we're going to try to put together. And then with that, we have, obviously, you know, the Peace Walk deal and so many other programs that need to continue to happen, but we can't do it alone. We're asking the people to get involved, to stand up, to participate, to help us make a difference in the life of a child. Remember, our children are dying and our mothers are crying. Will you please give us your time? Will you please give us direction? Will you please get involved? This is Roberto Nere, a.k.a. DJ La Raza, El Mero Mero, where I stream live from Reno, Nevada. And again, I want to thank our host, Bert Ramos, and this was The Balance Report.
Órale.